You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
To we all know how, at least we all think we know how it's all going to end, right? We all think we have it all figured out. It's Michael here with you on Breathe and Bounce this week. And today is going to be a personal show for me because something big is happening in the Breathe and Bounce universe. So, May 19th is going to be the first experience for Breathe and Bounce. And now, as you know, we have episodes. And episodes are the shows here on Spotify and on, you know, Huntley Community Radio and Round Lake and hopefully other stations. And, of course, whatever podcast platform you're listening on. And that those are the episodes. Because the Breathe and Bounce project is going to have different aspects of it. The episodes, the radio shows are the first. The second is the experience. The experiences are where we are going to get together in person and we're going to work on, we're going to do the hard work. We talk about the work here on the episodes, but on the experiences, we are going to go ahead and we're going to push through some of those boundaries. We're going to dig deep. We're going to explore physically and mentally where we can be. And it's going to be hard work. And the first one is going to be on May 19th at the Bartlett Log Cabin, located in Bartlett, Illinois, 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. More details, you can go to the website, breatheandbounce.com. The name of the experience is The Arrival. So we're going to talk a little bit about The Arrival. It's kind of like a first impression type thing we're going to get into. I don't want to give away too much. You have to go if you want to know more. But this is kind of like, for me, kind of a full circle thing, more or less, right? It's kind of a moment because I think we all have dreams in this world. We all think about what we want to do. And there are some people that, you know, push themselves through and they don't let anything get in their way and they see it to the end. And then there are people who are, I guess they have responsibilities that come up, or maybe other things come in their way. Maybe love comes in the way. Maybe a great job comes in the way. Even though it's not what you're passionate about, it just comes. And maybe, and this is what I believe is in my case, you're not in the right direction. So the universe has to twist you around a little bit and put you in the right direction, you know? And it's kind of like, it's just kind of like, I'm trying to think of the best way to explain this. It's not time. It's not time to take that step yet. You're traveling in a different path, and maybe because that path is the one that you have to be on. So, let me tell you a little bit about me. I will tell you that when I was a teenager, I had no clue what I was doing. When I was a kid, I knew my dream. I had a couple dreams. One dream was to be on the radio. Another dream was to learn how to play guitar. Another dream was to be in the WWE as a manager because Bobby the Brain Heenan was my guy. And that's what I wanted to do. But then I got distracted. I got distracted because of some things that were going on in school. I was not doing well in school at all. I was not getting along with people because I just was getting into fights because people picked on me a lot. I put up with a lot of crap growing up. And it kind of sidewinded me a little bit. It kind of took me in a different direction. I didn't have parents that were very supportive of my dreams because when I wanted to do my dreams, my parents would basically tell me that there was no way. And I didn't really see any reason to argue, but the universe has a way of taking you down a path. And what ended up happening was I ended up meeting this girl who happens to be my wife at the moment. And the path I was on when I met her was a very dark path. I was into a lot of bad stuff. I was partying a lot. I was doing drugs. a bunch of stuff. I just was not going in the right direction. And she helped turn me around. She introduced me into the idea of going to college, which I thought was ludicrous for me. But once I did, I found the radio station at Harper College. And then I realized, yeah, this is my chance to go after my dream and being on the radio. And then when I was in high school, my junior year of high school, and I ended up going to a different high school because my regular high school didn't want me. So I came up with a character called the Stoned Ranger. And the Stoned Ranger eventually became a reality right around the time I turned 22, 23. And I started doing live shows. And with these shows, I would get local bands, mainly heavy metal bands. I was doing my show on the radio at Harper College. I actually got myself in trouble and got thrown off for a while. But then they let me come back, which was very nice of them. I would give a shout out to Dave DeLuger over there at Harper. I think he's retired now, but man, that guy gave me a lot of chances and he really put up with a lot of crap from me. But I'm very thankful for him. I also met another gentleman by the name of Dan Geyer, who happened to be a huge mentor for me. And all signs looked like the Stoned Ranger was going to become a household name. I was doing these shows. I started a public access show, and then I got in the paper a bunch of times, said a lot of crazy things. I said things that I regret that I said now, because at the time, my goal was to shock people. My goal was to offend people. My goal was to annoy people. And I think the reason why I had these goals is because I wanted to be liked. I wanted people to see me as funny. I wanted people to see me as a performer. I wanted people to see me as groundbreaking. I wanted all these things, but most of all, I loved the idea of just getting on a microphone, getting in front of the camera, getting on stage, whatever, and just eliciting reactions. But there also was a part of me that wanted to help people. And that part came out once in a while. And I really wanted, I went to school over at Columbia College in Chicago, and eventually, my senior year there, I dropped the Stone Ranger gimmick. And my goal was just to get on the radio. And I think, you know, when I almost got a job in Chicago as a morning show producer for a station. And then I ended up not getting it because the station eventually flipped formats. And if you know anything about radio, you know that time on a station is not guaranteed. So I ended up going to a local station here in town. And I started producing. I did some overnight voice tracking. I did all this stuff, and it wasn't really clicking for me because I think I was being something that I wasn't. And I think I was getting so far away from who I was that eventually my daughter was born. And I still was chasing after this dream, which I'm very regretful about, because I feel like I left my wife alone to raise my daughter in the early years of, you know, her development. But eventually, once again, the universe steps in, because I was offered a job opportunity. Now, I was working at a taxi company. I was there for a very long time, about 11 years. I was all over the company. I went from being a phone operator when I was 21 to becoming a night supervisor. And I did dispatch. I actually drove. I did licensing. I did inspections. I did all this stuff. I was all over the company. And I just felt like there was nowhere for me to grow. So I was given an opportunity with Yellow Cab in Chicago. And at that point, it made sense for me to go there. It was, the office was 10 minutes away from my house. That meant if something was going on with my kid, I could run home. I could also, you know, be there. I could spend more time with my family, because one of the prerequisites for me taking this job is I had to dump the radio gig. And I ended up doing that. I was producing a morning show in Waukegan, and I had to walk away from that in order to take this job. And, you know, the thing about life is, you get put in different places, and Sometimes we don't understand why we're being put in that place. It's annoying because, you know, you follow the universe because, believe it or not, God, the universe, higher power, the creator, whatever you want to say, there is a plan. There is a plan. And, you know, one of the axioms in life is you are where you're supposed to be right now. And that's a hard pill for many people to accept, especially me. Now, my role at that time, I pretty much understood that I was not going to go into the radio business. I was not going to go be an entertainer. I was not going to do any of those things I wanted to do because my role at the time was to be a father. And it didn't sink in right away, but then it did. It started to sink in. So I had to work really hard at my job. And eventually, an opportunity took place where I got fired from my job. You know, and when you get fired, it's like scary because you never know what's going to happen. You kind of think to yourself, where are we going to go? What happened here? I thought everything was supposed to work out, but it's not working out and I'm scared.
I'm not afraid to
Maybe we don't take chances on your love. I don't know about that's the way love goes, but it's just, where do we go from here? It's the question we ask whenever we are dealt a blow. A blow can be losing a job, a divorce, death of a family member. So we find ourselves asking the question, where do we go from here? That's why I played the song I played. Plus, it's Jamiroquai. Everyone loves Jamiroquai. So yeah, so that's where I was forced. I got fired. Not even a year ago, we had my wife gave birth to our second kid, and we didn't know what we were going to do. And by the grace of God, I was given a new job. I got a new job the day after I got fired. But that was not the real miracle. The real miracle that happened about a month later when a school district I used to work with asked me if I knew a company that could help them, because the company I used to work for, my replacement, was really not doing that great of a job. So I said, okay, I'll see what I can do. Couldn't find anyone. And my boss at my new job's like, hey, why don't you just go ahead and replace them? And I said, okay, maybe I can do that. So I talked to one of the people I used to work with, and I said, hey, if we can do this. And then, of course, he was all in. And then a couple other people all in. And then I ended up starting School Bells Transportation out of all of that, which is a business that's still going strong 13 years later today. But that is not what I wanted to do with my life. But it was what the purpose was, because what that job did was it allowed me to come up with extra money so my family could do things, so we didn't have to worry too much about, you know, financial stuff, financial stress. And I felt very blessed for that, felt very grateful. And I eventually opened up another company because the job I was working at, I got laid off from. So Huntley Hills Airport Transportation was born in 2018. After I spent 2 years back at American Taxi driving on the street, which, once again, grateful for them for giving me that time. But sometimes in life, we feel like we can have to do it ourselves and we have to take that gamble. And at this time, building another business and having a business already, it made me feel good. It made me feel proud. I was able to provide for my family. And at that time, things were looking really good because I felt like I leveled up. I felt like everything was where I wanted it to be. It was cool.
Yeah, a little bit more. Put these in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. I'm on a put it work. I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new shovel. Put these in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. I'm on a put it work. Used to be sleeping on itchy beds. Bad bugs in the motel. Now you give me 20. In the hotel, on a Roman noodle diet. Tour life wasn't so well. All my n****s done riots. Marsh pitting on your toy nails. Uncle T doing so well. First class from a hotel. T-Ferg did 15. In the feds getting no mail. My daddy died and my cousin too. They let him out of no cell. Provide jobs for my whole block. I cannot slow down. I won't stop now. Motherfucker, this is my town. Take the block, make it hot now. 143rd with the drop down. Icy chain with the watch now. Bone piece full of rocks now. Squint when they watch now. Leveling up to the top now. I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Brought me a new Chevy.
I'm on a new level.
Put these in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel.
I'm on a new level.
Hold my put it on my.
Put
these in the dirt. Chain with the new belt.
Put me some new belt.
Harmon, put it.
new Jew. Hit the car dealer, woo woo, read us. Who knew we'll blow like nitro? Nanny need us. Ooh, I just taste them. New, I just read us. Dippin' dabbin' in some new designer. I just dipped and dab with the semi touch. You on a red carpet, surrounded by pop stars, tryna act tough. I got an activist, homie, and I hold up. They said that we couldn't smoke in this, and we f***ed around and still rolled up.
I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new Chevy. Put these in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my put it work. I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new Chevy. Put these in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my put it work. Looking down, I know he see me blowing up. My grandma will be so proud. Up in heaven, yeah, beginning of my brother see me. I'ma make my bro proud. Told his mama I'ma take her out of work. Know that I'ma hold my bros down. ASAP till the dive. You didn't know what you know now. I gotta get in my zone now. I gotta get in my zone now. Only a couple of more down. Mama gon' get a new home now. Teach Marty Baller how to be a boss. So none of us ever go broke now. I'ma bring you to the water swimming. I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Brought me a new Chevy.
I'm on a new level.
Put these in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel.
I'm on a new level.
Hold my put it
on my put it.
I'm on a new level.
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 Brought me a new Chevy.
Brought me a new Chevy.
Put these in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel.
Brought me some new bezel.
Hold my put it work.
Yeah, that's right. I was on a new level. And things are like clicking, right? Things are going really good. Just before then, a couple years ago, I suffered a complete mental setback where a lot of bad things happened, but I was above all that, right? I got to a space where I was beyond all that, but was I really? I think sometimes what happens in life is when we pass up on things, we kind of hesitate in what we really wanted to do. If we start losing our identity of who we actually are, we tend to get a little resentful, get crazy, whatever. I don't like to use the word crazy, but it's kind of what happens is you, when you give up on things and you feel like you've given up on yourself, you get regret, and the regret can make you feel a certain way. And for me, I really missed creating things. See, I am a very creative person. I am like, I guess, an artist. Whatever, you know. And I want to, one of the things I loved when I really got into yoga was just the thought that goes behind it. When you build your classes and you build your flows, it's just beautiful. With the music behind it. And it really reminded me of this. So I wanted to take the two worlds that I just, the yoga world that I was learning about, and my production, radio, audio background, and I wanted to bring them together. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and how we are coming to May 19th to experience one, the arrival. We'll talk a little bit about that here in just a minute. If you want to find out more about what I'm doing, you can always go to www.breatheandbounce.com. We got the Gratitude Journal. You can listen to any episode of the show that you want. And we also have current events. So check it out when you get a chance. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about the full circle, how we... Sometimes our lives go full circle. Sometimes we go back after what we believe as our intention and what we're here to do.
You are tuned into Breathe and Bounce.
A simple band of gold wrapped around my soul. Heart forgiven, heart forget. In our hands, castles made of sand. No more guessing, no regrets. Then you
sun is shining and so are you.
That's the one thing to always remember. The sun will shine again. The sun doesn't always shine. Just like times in life could be difficult. You might be faced with lots of obstacles your way. We've talked about that earlier in the show. And sometimes you live with regret. Sometimes you question yourself saying, why didn't I do that before? So eventually I discovered yoga during my hard time I was going through in 2016. And I really dived in because I fell into some hard times mentally in 2022. And it cost me my family. And I'm still obviously trying to find my way to them, but sometimes we have to stay grounded in what's happening right in front of our face. When I was getting into the yoga, I just found myself really immersed with the whole flow. When you're having one breath and one movement, and I was addicted to it, and it made me forget about everything except for that present moment that I was in. And then I was talking to one of the teachers, Jen Finnegan, about my experiences and everything. And then I talked to her about teaching. And I talked to her about my doubts about doing it. And she kind of reassured me that I could do it. So I thought to myself, maybe this is a chance to do something special, because I don't only want to teach on the mat. I don't want to just teach in a class. I want to teach on the radio. I want to help. I want to do things. So sometimes, you know, we're given a path. And maybe the path doesn't make sense. Maybe the path might seem like it's not the right time. But maybe it's time sometimes where you have to follow that path. And you just gotta take it to where it goes and see where it goes.
Start chasing rainbows. See where the rain goes as it picks up the sun's glow, and follow the path where the flowers grow. Learn where the bees go. Isn't it funny? They are loaded with honey. They follow the path where the flowers grow. Why must you be on? Turn up the neon. Just take 100 steps and leave what they call life behind you. Leave all the lies that would blind you. Maybe the real truth will find you. Won't you take 1,000 steps to learn giving's good as receiving? Reach out for things worth achieving. Find someone you can believe in. And don't ever turn back. Follow, follow, follow. The sky's the limit. Take the inimitable ride on a rainbow and follow the path where the flowers grow. Turn off the neon, just take 100 steps. Leave what they call life behind you. Leave all the lies that would blind you. Maybe the real truth will find you. Won't you take 1,000 steps? Learn giving's good as receiving. Reach out for things worth achieving. Find someone you can believe in. never turn back. Follow, follow, follow. The sky's the limit. Take the inimitable ride on a rainbow and follow the path where the flowers grow. Where the flowers grow.
Yes, sometimes we have to just take that path. Because you never know. You might find rainbows. You might find a whole bunch of stuff that you weren't expecting to find, right? And for me, it meant eating some crow with some radio stations that I had issues with. But I wanted to do it because I knew I could. So I did. I approached everyone, and eventually people agreed to give me another shot at doing this, which was beautiful. And then I committed myself to doing the yoga teacher training, and I was able to do that. And what I have found is the creative freedom that I'm given on both of these platforms is nuts. Because when it comes to music, I get into everything. As you can see, just this show alone, I mean, I started with Deal, Jamiroquai, ASAP Ferg, Axwell and Grosso, and then Grady Tate. I mean, it's like, who does that? I do. That's who. And I want to talk about things that are going to be helpful to people. I want to talk about the battles I'm going through in my life presently, and I want people to be able to relate to me, and maybe they get something out of what I'm saying, and maybe it might help them live their life a little bit easier. Maybe they'll be able to find a way to step up a little bit, or, you know, be able to do something. I talk about my struggles with my mental health and my battles in life because I just want someone to get something from it. I want to give people the courage to talk about their own struggles and their own battles. I want to talk about how we're going to get through life together, because life is hard. Life is freaking hard, man. And sometimes it's all a matter of how you approach it. It's all a matter of your perspective. It's all a matter of being strong, staying with something, and eventually coming okay on the other side. Being able to have the ability of a cat and land on your feet. And sometimes that's what it is. Sometimes it isn't even about landing on your feet. It's the belief that you're going to land on your foot one day. That's the reason why I created Breathe and Bounce. That's the reason why I created this show. And that is the reason why I created the experiences. And the first one, May 19th in Bartlett. I want to take the skills I learned from meditation, from yoga, from journaling, from just thinking and breaking things down, and then giving people a sound bath at the end so they can let things go and they can let things out. That is the reason why I want to do what I do, because I want to make the world a better place. And I believe that Breathe and Bounce is going to be a brand that can help people do that. And that is the reason why everything is happening the way it has. And I am being able to do the things that I wanted to do. I have the chance to entertain. I have the chance to inform. I have the chance to go on the radio. I have the chance to pick music, create a space. I have the chance to walk people through movements, through poses, through asana, and through what I believe is the greatest part of the yoga practice, the flow. And I am being given that chance. And it is a whole new beginning. It is a whole new thing. And sometimes in life, we get scared. We say, am I really capable of doing this? We say, is this really what I'm called to do? Is this my place in the universe? Can I do it? It sounds like it's going to be hard. I don't know if I can. The only thing we can do is kick down that door of fear and self-doubt to say now. Now is the time for me to try. Now is the time for me to open up that part of my life. Maybe this is the next chapter. Maybe it's a small part. Maybe it'll be a fun hobby. But I have to find out. And that's why I do this. Because now is the time for me to go ahead, go forth, and make this happen. So the time wasn't right for me to do what I wanted to do many years ago because I had other things in front of me. I have two wonderful kids. I love them to death. I would do anything for them. And I really did everything I could to get them to this point, and I still want to support them. I know my oldest is getting ready to go to prom. I mean, it's like, wow, that's so awesome. I'm so excited about that. My youngest is doing all this stuff. My youngest actually ran a business during COVID. I'm so proud of my kids. I can't even begin to tell you how much I love my kids and how proud I am of them. And for the most part, they've done all the right things. And of course, they're going to make mistakes and they're going to probably mess up once or twice. But that's where I, as a father, will be there to help them through, guide them, and we will make the best of everything. Because that's what parenting is doing. And my new baby, Breathe and Bounce, is going to be a year old in June. And Breathe and Bounce to me is a place where I can express myself creatively. I can create, I can express myself as an individual. I can give a dose of reality, a little bit of fantasy. I can give you a very big, eclectic music. I mean, I really love music as a whole. Music drives me. And there's so much out there. So much. It isn't just heavy metal. It isn't just punk. It isn't just EDM, hip-hop, R&B, country, classical. It just is a... Oh, it's just so much. And I love it. And I love finding new music that I can put to invoke feelings. Because one of the things I want to do is once you decide, if you make the decision you want to come to the arrival, I want to make your brain tingle. I want to make the hairs on your arms stand. I want to make you work through whatever it is you need to work through. I want to give you a great experience. That is my goal. And my goal when I do this show is to just speak to you as a friend, to speak to you as someone that cares, to let you know that you are not alone in this world. And, you know, I think it's really easy for us to look on the negative and say we're all alone. But I don't think that's, like, the case. I think the truth of the matter is nobody knows who we are. And the only people that do know who we are is us. And we don't find that out right away, right? We find that as we get through life. And that's one thing I'm still working with. But we're getting there. I'm figuring out who I am. And I hope you figure out who you are. It is a quest worth taking. It's a battle worth fighting. And it's a journey worth traveling to find yourself.
We are shouting. We are whispering. We give it all. We have nothing. Build our houses on our hands. We are confident in our own plans. Here we sleep and here we stand. We are right now.
Thank you.
push on. We can control, we can look on. We're not searching for a name, we're all looking back the way we came.
The only person that knows who you are is you. And that takes a lifetime to figure out sometimes, too. It takes a long time for some people to figure that out. It's taken me over 40 years to figure out who exactly I am. And I have had episodes of sadness, rage, anger, regret. I've carried a lot of stuff with me throughout that 40 years. And the one thing that I do regret is that I took that stuff out on other people. But now I'm at a point in my life where I want to show the world love, and I want to help the world grow, and I want to find people like me who have made very bad decisions with their life because of how they were feeling, because of the burdens that they carried. I want to be able to put my hand out to them and say, take my hand and let me pull you out of hell. That's what I want to do. That's what I think I'm built to do. I'm built to do that. I'm built to turn you on to a bunch of great music, teach you some good yoga, and bring some positive energy into your life. And I think that's what I'm here for. And I've been able to do that in the last year with this show, as I'm learning more and more ways to make my way through the social impact, the social media tapestry. I guess, trying to figure it all out. I'm not a spring chicken anymore, I guess, so it takes me a little bit longer. I don't know. But I've been catching on fast, too, because my brain is still a little bit sharp, I like to think. So that's it. Full circle. Here I am. I'm here talking to you on the radio, on this podcast, whatever you want to call it. Turning you on to some great music, giving you some decent advice, I guess, or giving you some experiences I've gone through and how I've battled, and maybe giving you a blueprint where you can start your battle. And remember, every day is a battle. Just remember that every day is not a war. Because you can lose a bunch of battles, but that doesn't mean you lose the war. You can fall down a whole bunch of times, but that doesn't mean you have to stay down. You might hit a rough patch where you get into this big spider web, but you could get out of the web if you fight hard enough. You don't ever give up. And if you have a dream, maybe that dream has to be tabled for a few years because maybe other things call for your attention. Just whatever you do, don't stop believing in yourself. Don't stop dreaming. Because if you stop dreaming, you stop living. So, experience won the arrival.
May 19th, Bartlett Log Cabin, breatheandbounce.com for more details. We'll probably be talking about it a few more times before we get there. Thank you so much for listening. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And may your breath take you places that your mind cannot. This is Breathe and Bounce. Have a wonderful day. Namaste.